Hey there, and welcome back to the Mini Weekend. I'm your host, Jack. Let's crack a beer and get the bottle on, Mini. Made a little bit of a mess. Give me a second here, Mini. Just here for the beer. Well, we are going with, something a little bit different tonight, Mini. It's called the Peaches and Cream Ale. That's a cream ale with peaches and vanilla, and it comes to you from the great brewery of Bent Brew Stillery, located in good old Roseville, Minnesota, local in the Twin Cities area here, and unfortunately have not been to this brewery myself. I swear I've probably driven by it a dozen at times, but it's actually really coolly located. It's actually just, if you're looking at a map, it's just west of Snelling Avenue, and it's almost smack dab right between Snelling and Fairview. It's actually technically off of a Terrace Drive a little bit, in what looks like kind of like an industrial area, which is kind of cool. But yeah, like I said, haven't frequented yet. Obviously, now that it's nice out, it is definitely on the list. But we've definitely, this is not their first drink that we've done here before. And I gotta say, peaches and cream ale. I'm kind of surprised. Kind of surprised me a little bit. I was expecting a little bit of a little bit more of like a cream sense to it, maybe like a little thickerness. But it's pleasantly smooth. You kind of get the peach. I have to say, this may be one of my favorite, one of my favorite flavored beers I have had. It's, you're not overwhelmed with peaches. It's subtle enough. You do get a little bit of that vanilla taste afterwards. And if you guys go check their website out and check this can out, you will understand this is another beer that attracted my eye simply just by the can. So yeah, wow, I like that. What else is that? I get a little bit of like a tartness at the end there. And I like it. Ooh, another added note. At the bottom here, it says it's lactose-free and crafted to reduce gluten. So there is that. If you guys check out their website, it's bentbrewstillery.com. They got their 8th annual Bayou Beer and Booze festival coming up just this Saturday from noon to 8. They got live music. It's a tented event, rain or shine. Go onto the website and you can reserve your spot there. You can currently see what's on tap. And then their latest edition is the Loophole, and the Loophole actually has more of the cocktail for you, and their events that they got coming up seem pretty cool. They got a Bent Before the 50s car show coming up on June 17th. Tuesday bingos from 7 to 9, and Get a Clue, the most fun trivia night in town, Thursday 7 to 9 as well. So if that's not cool enough, they actually have a food truck schedule. The Rolling Smoke is coming up here tomorrow. Signature on Wheels Wing Wednesday on the 31st, and then Perilla Express Latin Flavor on June 1st. So, like I said, I can't speak from experience, but this place seems legit. It seems like there is more than enough things to do there. I urge you guys go check them out. For those that have, let me know what you like and what we should try in the podcast next, and let me know what you guys think of the drink and all that fun stuff. So before I let you guys leave the Just Here for the Beer segment, Jeez, I don't know. Peaches and cream ale. I gotta say, I like I said, this has to be one of my more favorite flavored one of my more favorite flavored I'm gonna go 8.5. I'm gonna go 8.5. I like it. It's not I like it, but it's not blowing me out of the water. So that is what I have for you guys. 8.5 for Peaches and Cream Ale from Bent Brew Stillery. Go check them out. They have some special hours. They're actually closed on Monday, Memorial Day, but other than that, they're opened Tuesdays to Thursdays, 4 to 10, Friday, 2 to 11, Saturdays, noon to 11, and Sundays, noon to 7. So go check them out. As for the Tommy Town, earlier today it was actually announced that the men's Tommy hockey team, as well as the men's golf team, had two recipients apiece of on the 2022-2023 All District Awards in the men's at-large category. These awards are sponsored by the College Sports Communicators. Student athletes with a 3.5 or higher cumulative GPA and who play in 50% or more of their competitions can be nominated for the award. Unfortunately, first-year freshmen and first-year transfers and freshmen are not eligible. So with that, senior golfers Matthew Garside and Matthew Rabe were recognized alongside with fifth-year Tommy hockey players Matthew Jennings and Nolan Sawchuk. Garside is from Bettendorf, Iowa, who is a Dean's List honoree, who is a financial management major. He compiled a 75-stroke average this season over 26 rounds on the golf team while helping his team win three tournaments this last season. And Rabe is a Nate who is a native of Heartland, Wisconsin, also made the Dean's List honoree. His stroke average this last season was 74.7, just a touch under Garside's. That included 6 rounds of 72 or better this last season. For the hockey team, Matthew Jennings from Buford, Georgia, and Nolan Sawchuk out of Burnsville, Minnesota, were both Dean's List honorees as well. Both of them played in the Tommy's first 2 seasons of Division I hockey, and we can't thank them enough for that. Jennings finished his career with 8 goals and 22 points in 101 games total, while Sawchuk compiled 3 goals and 21 points in 125 games. So, a huge congratulations to all four of these guys, as this is a huge accomplishment. And if that wasn't enough, also earlier today, it was announced that there were 5 Tommy women's hockey team members receiving. Or sorry, not five, four, that were recipients of the 2022-2023 All Academic, All District team as well. And the ladies that were recognized are fifth year senior Anna Solheim, and then seniors Maya Almcheck, Luchi Bianchi, and Allie Moncrien. And it is worth noting all four of these girls are multiple Dean's List honorees. So Almchick, who is from Llano Lakes, Minnesota, is a mechanical engineering major that was a finalist for WCHA Student Athlete, excuse me, of the Year. And in her 4-year Tommy college hockey career, finished with 14 goals and 29 points in 103 games. Bianchi, a Bloomington, Minnesota native, is an exercise science major. And in her 4-year Tommy college career, she finished with 12 goals and 24 points in 91 games. Allie, excuse me, Marine, sorry, Monreen, an Anchorage, Alaskan native, is a nursing major as well. For her, and in her 4-year Tommy collegiate hockey career, she finished with 13 goals and 23 points in 82 games. And for Solheim, she hails from Shoreview, Minnesota, who studied business analytics in graduate school this past year, and as an undergrad, has an operations and supply chain management major as well. She played on the Tommy's 2018-2019 national semifinal playoff team as a freshman, and her 133 games played, including a COVID season, limited her just to 8 games in the 2020-2021 season, set a new program record. Over her 5-year Tommy College hockey career, she contributed 24 goals and 57 points in her 133 games. So a huge, huge, huge congratulations to all four of these girls. Super hard work. Obviously, getting a 3.5 GPA average is not an easy thing to do. But truly, once again, just goes to show how much St. Thomas is not only trying to push the athletics, but also the putting the student and making sure, you know, there's a reason they're called student athletes and not athlete students. So congratulations to all players named to these teams. And the next news we have coming from you guys was actually announced, earlier this week on Tuesday, and that was that Luke Lurvy, a member of the 2022 NCAA Division II National Championship coaching staff, was announced as the newest assistant coach for the St. Thomas women's basketball team this upcoming season. Lurvy came to St. Thomas after serving as an assistant coach and recruiting coordinator at Hope College in Holland, Michigan since 2017. During his time with the Flying Dutchman, he helped the program to an NCAA Division III national championship in 2022, behind the nation's top scoring offense at 87.3 points per game. He also coached 5 All-Americans and the 2022 National Player of the Year, along with helping Hope to 5 MIAA regular season championships, 5 MIAA tournament championships, and a staggering 156-11 record over the past 6 seasons. So super excited. Can't wait to see him getting going. I think he's going to be a great addition to this women's basketball team that's really trying to take that next step in Division I era. So super excited for him, super happy for him, and even more excited for the team going forward. And then last up for the Tommy Town tonight is baseball news. So sophomore player Briggs Richard ended his camp last season for the St. Thomas baseball with a bang after being named to the final 2023 Ticket Smarter Summit League Peak Performer of the Week. The native of Menominee, Wisconsin, was a big part of the Tommy season-ending series at New Mexico State after leading the team with 10 hits, 8 RBIs, 8 runs, and 3 stolen bases. He hit .588, going 10 for 17 from the plate with 2 doubles, a triple, and a home run. Richards recorded multiple hits and runs during all 3 games and tallied 4 RBI performances over the final 2 games of the series. 2 of his 3 stolen bases came during Game 1's 12-9 win Thursday, while the third came during the series clinching 17-9 victory on Saturday. This is actually the second weekly honor Richards has received, previously taking the award on May 23rd. So about a month ago. So a huge congratulations to him, and can't wait to see what the future brings for this sophomore.